most powerful part of the relationship between Mr. Ayers and Steve Lopez is that, you know, there are solutions to the problems of homelessness, particularly for people with mental illness, and that it takes a lot of time and patience, and that we and it takes people who are willing to risk being in relationship with folks whose lives are in a great deal of chaos.
When somebody, as you said, has concerns about relationships with homeless people with mental illnesses, what kind of things would you tell them?
They should reach out to some of the many fine organizations that work with people with mental illness and that are willing to help people. I mean, that's a big part of what Steve Lopez did, was he reached out to Mental Health America in Los Angeles. He reached out to LAMP Community. And he reached out to people who knew what he was getting into and who were willing to help him.
Do you know Mr. Ayers?
I've met him, yes.
What are your impressions? What are your thoughts?
I think he's a person who's a good example of the many people that I've known over the years who struggle with mental illness. You know, as much as our treatments available for people with mental illness have improved, they're still very, very far from perfect, and people grow to mistrust the system for some very good reasons. And I think Mr. Ayers has demonstrated tremendous courage in being willing to develop a relationship with someone who wanted to help him, and he's, you know, began to build a life of dignity and that's supported, you know, that has friendships, he has a home, he has a community, and I think he's overcome tremendous odds.
When you first heard about the movie they were making, did you have any, like, ethical concerns about using his story for, you know, profit or anything like that?
No, partly because I know that Mr. Lopez has committed a tremendous amount of the profits from both the book and the movie to support Mr. Ayers.
Well, when a story like this, you know, is exposed as more than just a newspaper article in a local paper, now it's going to be a national movie, do you have more optimism, or are you more cautiously optimistic about having more volunteers for helping the homeless?
I'm cautiously optimistic, and I say that in part because already just the series of articles in the newspaper have, you know, they've helped shape public opinion, and people have gotten involved with some of the programs in Los Angeles in a way that they wouldn't have otherwise. We don't need to continue saying, you know, homelessness is an impossible problem to solve.
Thank you very much for the time, Mr. Hunter.
You're welcome.